Of course she brought it back. Of course she brought it back.
Welcome so funny. Back. I can't hear myself in my headphones. Welcome back to another episode of Scary Movie and Chill Podcast. Michael.
Yep.
I was checking the levels.
I am here with a sleepy, snoozy Mr. Charles Borkley. Yep. I don't know where BB is.
I don't know. She's hiding. She's sitting in a chair.
Scampering around. And to my left.
Mango flavor.
Someone that came over here in completely inappropriate attire. Someone showing their damn hairy legs at my apartment. I don't appreciate it. Ugh! And put your shoes back on. For the love of God.
Showing off the calves. I've been putting in some
Why
work.
Why do your feet look like that?
Don't see. Bonnie's going to try and pull the
your
old.
You look like a Rorschach test.
How long have you been planning that? You're just mad because your fucking balloon goddamn fucking toes.
I know your toes go every which way but where they're supposed to.
That's a fucking lie. Mike, look at this.
I know, they're pointing in all different directions. What is happening?
Because I'm making them do that.
I don't think that's normal. I think you need to go see someone. You got arthritis?
Maybe you could suggest somebody with your goddamn balloon toes.
Yeah, right.
Your goddamn fucking balloon toes.
I've never seen any more better looking toes.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody took 10
I can't
edibles.
Even talk.
Yeah, because your balloon toes.
I'm all hyped
toes.
Up on my carrot turmeric juice.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Anyways. This place stinks because Michael's here in shorts and he's not wearing any socks on his feet.
I took a shower today.
And your name is? All right. What's new with you, Michael?
I'll tell you what's new, Bunny.
What's new, Michael? Michael, what's new?
You're done. You're bothering Charles. I'll tell you. So I got the you know, going back and forth with the folks at work, trying to get all the details hashed out on when I'm starting. And, you know, last season they said that, you know, we're getting the title bump and we're gonna get like, you know, bumps and all this
money.
Other stuff. Yeah, well, funny you say that because
you're myself at all.
And so I was like, hey, just a reminder, we're supposed to get the title bumps, and they're like, oh yeah, we'll reach out. And so they're like, oh yeah, the one guy is like, yeah, that's fine with me, I just gotta double check with the people, you know, running up the flagpole, you know, which again is gonna be my former boss that I worked for when I worked at the studio, and I don't think he likes me. So he's the one that tried to get me a PA job right out of the bat, and now, like, in less than 4 years, he's gonna have to approve me to be a producer on a TV show when he thought I was like only gonna be a PA, and now I've like jumped. So either way, I think that'll be fine, but this is classic studio bullshit. They won't pay me that rate.
Why?
Because according to them, well, we've just kind of froze everything and everyone's just, whatever you made last year, we're just giving you 3% on that, no matter what your title is. So.
But are you supposed to make a certain amount?
Right. Yes. So the people in my position.
So they're
trying to
negotiate with you.
No, they're not negotiating. They're just saying you either work for us at this rate or you don't work for us at this rate.
Oh, shit.
No matter what. Like, and
to everyone?
Yes. And so. So I'm going
Wait a second. Didn't they just negotiate?
That's for union actors. So this is what always happens is everyone always thinks that like the people in the union, they go on strike and they do all this other fucking bullshit, and then they get some fucking bullshit deal, which is like fractions of what they want. But then now the studio uses that to turn on everybody else in the crew and go, well, we just gave them all this money, so we're cutting all yours.
Really?
Yeah.
They do this every time?
Yes. Nobody wins in these negotiations.
Relax. I don't know this.
Nobody wins in this shit. And so that's what they're saying.
So do you think most people have no idea that that's what happens?
No, everyone.
That the crew gets fucked every time?
No, everyone in the industry knows, but they don't. Nobody cares about any other position. They claim that they do. You know, like you'll see them, you know, when they're winning their Oscars and their Emmys and they're like, I just want to thank everybody on the crew, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, but at the end of the day,
be specific.
But they don't give a fuck about
who on the crew.
Right, but they don't give a fuck about like how being like we were out of work for 8 months, yeah. And like no one gives a shit that like now we're coming back and they're giving me 3% after being unemployed for 8.5.
Are you guys
fucking
gonna
months.
Revolt? What can you do?
There's nothing you can do.
You have to take it.
Yeah, because basically it comes down to what else are you gonna do? No, like the studios know that. They have everyone over a barrel because they're slowly starting work back, and they're probably doing it intentionally. They're all probably just intentionally doing this across the board.
They're squeezing you so you'll take it because you're desperate.
Right, exactly. That's what it is. Oh, so you haven't worked in 8.5 months. Here's some crumbs. I mean, I'm not like complaining about like the overall rate.
Michael's making peanuts. It's and the, he's making peanuts. Michael just said he was buying peanuts and making peanuts.
Well, peanuts. But like, it's one of those things where it's like they, you know, again, it's just, what are you going to do? Like, the money I made was decent last year, but it's a joke to sit here and say that, like, we're going to basically give you this title and kind of expect you to do this work as this position. And either way.
It's going zzz.
Oh.
I feel like so, I was getting electrocuted. Michael, I felt like I was getting electrocuted.
Nobody cares. So, yeah, it's a weird thing how this works. And so it's just like, you know, just super fucking annoying because, like, yep, now it's another season where I just, like,
I mean, the plus is you're making a little bit more, right?
$60.
Okay.
No, I mean, $60 a week, but like, it's all negligible. The amount I get taxed and all the other shit that gets taken out, I won't even notice. You put last year's paycheck against this year's paycheck and it would be almost unnoticeable. So it's not like, oh, sweet, an extra, you know, a few hundred dollars a month.
What's the consensus among your people that you work with?
They don't know. They all think it's bullshit. But again, there's nothing we can do. Because if we all sit there and go, no, they go, well, then we will go and hire someone else. And on top of that, they won't give any of them the bumps, and they'll hire them all at lower rates. So if somebody were to come in as a new supervisor, if they were to just hire a new supervisor, mm-hmm. that person would be actually making less money than I'm making, because that's what they're going to do.
Okay.
Because that's just the nature of how things go. Mm-hmm. You work for this. Either way, it's dumb as fuck, but like, you know, and like, just, you know, listening to my boss sometimes, just listening to people sometimes, just like they've conditioned themselves to just like get used to this fucking shit where they're just like, you know, like on the positive note, like, you know, it's not like you know the money you're making is good and you're working, you know. And I was like, no, I mean, I get it. And also, we're working on a show that's in.
I mean, when you're starving and someone gives you some crumbs, you're going to eat the crumbs.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. You don't have a choice at this point, you know? And so, like, it just sucks to always be put in this position. That's what I told him. I was like, it just fucking sucks that, like, at the end of every season, we, like, something happens, then we get butt fucked in the end. Like, all this other stuff, and then they're like, well, we can't afford, you know, like after going from season 3 to season 4, like, was it that huge fucking recession or like where inflation was like 13% by the end of, I mean, like, you know, prices were out of control, and we were like, hey, I understand that you're not going to want to give us the full like inflation matching raise because you'd have to give us like a 15% raise, and that's just not something what you're going to do, but maybe at least throw us a bone and give it like 5 or 7%. And they're like, no.
Wow.
And you're like, they're like, and they always pull the same shit. Studio's hurting too. And it's like, but you're not hurting because you always make money on our show. Mm-hmm. That's why we're going into season 5. If this show wasn't making you money, and all we're asking for is, you know, the amount that we're asking for isn't even like, is again, unnoticeable for them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like between, like literally between the three positions that would want like would get like a raise, you'd be looking at less than, for the entirety of the season, you'd be looking at less than like $15,000 or something between the three of us as far as like what the raise is. But like that extra money, obviously it's not evenly distributed, but like that extra money is much more helpful for us.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't do it. So it's just like more of a, just,
Michael's going back to work and he's pissed off.
Well, I'm just pissed because I knew they were going to pull this, some sort of bullshit, you know, where like when I was talking to them, like my bosses, and I was like, I even told them, I was like, we're going back, and I know that like even if they give us this thing, I was like, they're going to fucking, they'll always find a way to fuck us. And they're like, well, maybe. And then sure enough, you know, my boss, we had a conversation, then he had to go, and then he called back and he was just like, how are you doing? Because I lost it. Yeah. You know, it was like, I was knew they were going to fucking pull this bullshit. I knew it. And like, everyone is always like, maybe not. Like, why do we trust them anymore? Like, why is this like, everyone has this like, well, you know, and it's like, stop. If like, again, just if you can negotiate back with them and go, like, what is your actual legitimate reasoning for just giving us a raise based on our prior position and yet and still giving us a title bump. Like, what is your rational, like, I can crunch the numbers and go, what is the rate of that other person of this whatever position you're giving me? And then you go, so the difference is going to be, again, you know, not a whole lot in the scheme of like what you're spending, mm-hmm. right? And you go, so what is it about this number here that makes you go, absolutely not? Hmm. You know what I mean? And like, they won't have a real reason. It's because they're, at the end of the day,
their business.
They always like, they're trying to, you know, look at me, I came in under budget. And it's like, you know, I mean, I'm almost tempted to, you know, like, I immediately was like, how can I fuck these people over? I fucking hate them. They make me so fucking mad. So it's aggravating, but it's just more of a, you know, call to just focus on things outside of this so that I can just get out of this fucking shit. And just like, it goes back to what I've been saying. I'm just sick and tired of how there's so many outside factors that dictate when I make money and how much money I make. You know, like, I ended this last season and the writers and actors decided that I'm not going to make money for 6 months. Then the studio decided I'm not going to make money for another 2.5 months.
So what are you going to go into business with yourself?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's some sort of something I got to figure out how to do. Like, you got to figure out how to just supplement so that, like, obviously you can't rely on unemployment. And, you know, the more you think about that, you're like, why was I paying my unemployment when it wasn't my fault? It's not my fault that I'm out of work. You know, like, typically under a regular season, yes, after the season's over, the longer I'm unemployed, it's my fault because I'm not finding work. Mm-hmm. This last time, I'm the one who's put out of work because these unions are striking. And so I literally couldn't work if I tried in this industry. The whole industry shut down. So what, like, why am I on the hook for the unemployment? Should there not be some sort of like thing in place where like the studios or like the unions have to pay that shit? You know what I mean? We're like they should, like, because we're seeing the result of what's happened. They've gone on strike. They made their deals. They get these like pay bumps. They get all this other shit. And now the studio turns around and fucks us. Because, well, you know. Anyways, that's the end of my rant. It was just fucking annoying as hell. Some fucking bullshit with all that. And then,
what else is new with you, Michael?
No, that, like, this rain has been nuts. It's so hard
for those
to,
of you that don't live in the beautiful Mecca that is Los Angeles. We've been enduring, what is this?
They call it like a river system or something.
Atmospheric river.
Yeah.
We've had like nonstop. What? It rained like nonstop for like 2 days.
Yeah. What is today? So I think starting on, today's Wednesday. Yes.
Sunday. Because it was after we got back.
Yeah. Sunday we went to the Curb Your Enthusiasm
pop up.
And then literally as we left Venice, the clouds were rolling in. By the time I got home, yeah, the clouds were so dark. And then by,
it didn't,
like,
start raining until like 1-ish.
Like, yeah. For me, it was around like noonish. And it just, and then it didn't fucking stop.
No, it just
until like last night.
Continued. Until
last night.
Yeah.
And then it kind of stopped last night. And then it's been most of the day pretty dry. And then it just started back up. But like, dude, it's so hard. Like, my apartment gets so, it relies so much on natural light in the living room.
Oh.
And yeah, it gets so dark.
In a dungeon.
Yeah. It gets so dark and it stays so dark all day that it's just like, it's hard to get that motivation to do something. And it's because it's also so cold outside. Usually I would open my door and have more light coming in because I have that security gate thing there, and I couldn't even, like, it was just,
you're gonna need to get one of those sun lamps for when it's, you're gonna get like seasonal depression when where you're moving.
No,
you're gonna have to get a sun lamp.
No, they don't, it's not that bad. There's their weather up there is like very much like that, like those systems where it like comes and goes. It's like a San Francisco where it's like it's so vast and wide that it like moves quickly. So either way, it was brutal. And so, and I've also just had a really hard time sleeping. So what's new here with you, Bonnie? You got, is Charles basically eyes floating? Not, he hasn't peed in 3 days.
Oh, what's new with me?
Mr. Charles doesn't like Lorraine.
No, he doesn't. It's been a struggle. He did hold his. You're the worst. He did hold his pee for quite a while. But like, it's like I have to drag him. I have to drag him out. And he's not a fan of that fucking, his raincoat. Put his raincoat on. It's like a struggle to get the raincoat on him. And then I have to pull him. He's just not about it. So it's been fun. But at least he hasn't gone. He doesn't go to the bathroom in the house.
That's good.
Yes.
He I feel like animals have it. I feel like some animals just like, yeah, there's a instinctual like, oh, rain.
Come on. I know you got to go pee-pees. And he just looks at me and I'm like, let's go pee-pees. Anyways, yeah, it's been raining, and I get so annoyed by some of these people. You can tell people that aren't from California. I feel like I am from California because I've been here for so fucking long.
Yeah.
23 years and counting. But I just feel like you can always tell when people aren't from here because they're like, oh, a little bit of rain and look what happens. And I'm like, no, it's actually not a little bit of rain. This is actually a lot of rain and we don't get this much rain.
Like, yeah. No, this is not. They said we got more in the past 2 days than we have in the whole year.
Hillsides are falling down. Yeah. Roads are flooded because we have drainage systems that are clogged with trash.
Right.
So what do you think is going to happen?
In my area, you couldn't cross any of the street. Like, it was like, I would say shin deep. Like if you're going to try to cross, even if you go
to Amazon Fresh,
right? Yeah, if you're just those like side streets, it's up into the, like where the ramp section is on the crosswalk.
Mm-hmm.
It all the way up on that, all the way up onto the sidewalk. You basically have to walk, go up the street a little bit,
can you imagine
and
if
jump
you had
over
a wheelchair.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Your hands in that nasty.
I know, right? Like, there's been times when it's rained that bad, and you look and you can just see, like, it's like the first rain after, you know, 200 days or something, it's always like just brown water, and you see all the oil and stuff sitting on the top, and just like,
oh, yeah.
And it stinks. Anyways, what else is new, Bonnie?
It's been raining, and my ceiling is leaking in my kitchen, so that's great. I had like a giant fucking, bubble, you know. Is your ceiling ever leaked in your apartment?
No.
Oh, you think you're better than me? Whatever, yes. Michael. So I got like the bubble. There's like a bubble that happens. And I'm like, oh, fuck. It happened like 2 years ago, I think, when we had like a full week of rain. Was that 2 years ago or something?
Something like that, maybe.
I don't know. But we had like a week of rain around this time.
It was like 2 years ago. It was like not this past New Year's. It was the New Year's before then. It was around then in December.
And then after that, they patched it, of course. And then, of course, it's rained for like 2 fucking days straight, like pouring rain. And so the bubble happened again. And I was like, here we go again. So I like I had this cart that I rolled over there. And then I put a stool on top of it. And then I put a bucket.
It literally looks like a 1980s thing that you see. You think that there's a child that lives here that's trying to get cookies off the top of the fridge kind of pile of just furniture is what it looks like.
And then I put like I have all these fucking, all those like microfiber towels from every time I'd get my car washed, I get a towel for $1. So I have like 5,000 of them. So I put them on the floor. And then I come home from work the next day and it's all like puckered up. Like it hit, the water had released and it like sucked back up. It kind of looked like a beehole. It was nasty. And then the bucket, that bucket was half full of water.
Oh, damn.
Half full. Today, there's like nothing in it. So I don't know where the water's going, but I'm going to have to call the property management and have them come patch it again.
Yep.
But it's just what happens out here. We don't have the good infrastructure for inclement weather.
Anything.
Really anything, honestly.
Except for homeless people. We have a good infrastructure for homeless people.
But aside from that, we went to, I found out about the Curb Your Enthusiasm pop-up, and I was like, Michael,
do you want to go?
And Michael doesn't know anything about anything, so you're like, Curb what? And I was like, let's go, Michael.
All I asked was what the hours were.
And so it was all the way in Venice Beach, so we got up at the crack of dawn and went over there, and it worked out because we were only like,
it maybe took us 10 minutes before we got into the store.
So, yeah, 15. we had to wait in a little queue, and then we got to go in. We got free fucking coffee and a free scone.
It was pretty good.
Beat that. And plus, it had like all the fucking Larry David quotes everywhere. It was great.
I know, that was pretty funny.
Yeah. It was a good time. I took Charles in his raincoat.
And he was very well behaved. He just kind of...
He's a good boy.
especially since there's a family of, you know, rambunctious children on scooters,
fucking family,
scooters and rollerblades and skateboards.
Everyone had a fucking sports equipment on them. We're like, what are you doing?
And they all had to use the, you know how kids are. They got to use them in line. You know, this one kid's like, we're going 5 feet, but hop on the skateboard.
The skateboard was taller than him.
Yeah. And then, you know, Charles usually would kill people for those, but he's pretty good about it.
And then, what else did I do? Anything? I didn't. I started class on Monday. I had my first class back starting the semester. And it's the internship. So I have to do like 108 hours of paralegal internship stuff.
Bonnie's got to do Monica Lewinsky stuff.
That's She's going to be paralegal Monica. Stuff.
Michael. It's an internship.
That's hosting.
You're a little intern. Intern.
But it works. I mean,
for the president.
It should be easy to accomplish those hours because of the shit that I do at work. So I talked to Fred about it, and he was like, yeah, I'll sign off on it, whatever. But I think I'm going to let the HR lady know, and then I have like forms to fill out, and I have to log my time, and I have to put everything in a binder. It's like a whole thing. And then Saturday is my second class, legal research.
Oh.
To go to class on Saturday.
Nerd.
9 to noon.
Ew.
Yeah, kind of not a fan, but whatever.
No.
Whatever. I guess that's it.
All right.
I feel like I had something to talk about, but I'll think about it later. Where is the remote?
God damn it, Bonnie.
I don't have enough space. So I found this movie. I found it a while ago.
Press any button to return. There it is.
I did. God. Tonight, we're going to watch the 1990 horror comedy.
Frankenhooker. Okay.
Get it right.
Get it right or pay the
price.
And
believe it or not, people, this is on Peacock.
Yeah. You know it's good when the sound is crackly like a record.
Oh, yeah. Look at these graphics.
I swear to God, if this is just like...
Whoa.
Gross. It immediately starts with a butthole-looking eye.
Is that supposed to be real?
Dynatech.
All right, so the synopsis for this movie.
Is there a way to...
hang on a second.
Subtitles.
A New Jersey mad doctor, James Lawrence...
New Jersey!
...rebuilds his girlfriend, Patty Mullen, with body parts from exploded hookers.
That's awesome. This guy kind of looks like... Who's the one guy from 16 Candles? Oh, gross.
Oh, it's Andrew
McCarthy. Yeah. There it is. Oh, God. He went and he slammed a... So he
scalpel
basically is
in a brain.
He's got like a brain hooked up to a monitor, and then he slammed an eyeball into it.
I'm pretty sure there isn't an eyeball in a brain. Right, Michael?
There's an eyeball in the brain. Yes, look.
Our brains don't look like that.
Well, it's also just for some reason floating on top of
purple liquid
water. This
wow,
looks like Pee-wee's
this
Playhouse.
This kitchen looks like my kitchen I had when we were growing
everyone,
up.
Like a quintessential, look at this, quintessential 90s.
Those wood cabinets.
And those weird like barometers that people used to have in their house. Like those, like it was like a barometer, a temperature thing, and some other thing.
Got a 2 liter of Pepsi. Ew.
Yeah, gross. What is that?
Whoa. It's a crazy
get those
outfit.
Classic Jersey guy.
I mean, this seems pretty good shape for being a...
Like, yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, as I say, I feel like they really, like, digitally restored it. Man, what a flashback. This
Mom
is, like, really...
Fat
this
shaming. Is that supposed to be your daughter?
Oh, what is...
Who
is
outfit.
This fucking... Is she the... What happened to your diet?
Well, look at that hair.
And look, her eyes are too close together. She looks like she's cross-eyed. But this one chick is, like, classic, like, 90s babe, you know?
Frizzy hair.
No, not the frizzy haired one. Not her. She's not a classic 90 babe. What are you talking?
They both have frizzy hair.
She looks like a donkey. She looks
Michael.
Like.
Good Lord. She looks like a donkey? Michael hates women.
She does.
See it almost
she's
every
a
episode.
Babe. She's a classic 90s babe with the like feathered bangs. She's a classic Jersey.
Yeah, she's got an accent.
Oh, they really went hardcore on the sound effects of her eating that pretzel.
Yeah, it was very crunchy.
Look at that. This is like an old monitor that has a VHF and UHF.
This is a poor man's Andrew McCarthy.
Yes. If Andrew McCarthy had a brother that was dumb.
Shut up. So this movie has a 6.2 out of 10 on IMDb, 60% on Rotten Tomatoes. What's Letterboxd? I heard about that.
I've heard about this. Yeah, I've started seeing some other people talk about Letterboxd. So I'm guessing he's going to rebuild.
Is that supposed to be her boyfriend?
Yeah. Oh. She looks like someone.
Wow, James Look Lawrence at this. Is
Look
still
at so many dudes with like alive. half buttoned jersey shirts where they only got like two buttons and then it's all chest hair.
The director is Frank Henenlotter.
Yeah.
Whoa, is this guy still alive? Is that a lawnmower?
It's a classic. It's going to be a remote control lawnmower.
Okay.
Look at this. Look at the antennas on that thing.
That was her mom, and that's her boyfriend? And her boyfriend brought a science experiment to their house? Is that what's happening? She's got like a horrible fast.
Oh, she's going to kill herself with the lawnmower.
A remote control lawnmower.
Oh my god. Oh god.
Oh my god. Stop it.
She just got run over because he goes, you're on UHF, the UHF channel of the. Oh my god.
Oh my god. It's going to be really campy.
It's awesome, though. Frankenhooker.
You know, I had to throw Michael a bone because I got to see all of those buns in the last.
Yeah,
one,
so. There's it. I swear to God.
Do you think they're going to show booby?
If we don't see
Peacock,
it's so. If we don't see at least one set of honkers, hooters, melons, jugs. Or as my dad used to call them,
Milky Milkers,
tatas.
That's what your dad said.
You call them tatas sometimes. Oh, look at this. Charles is getting ready. He's already licking his dick.
No, he isn't. He's licking his stomach.
Charles is dick tasty. Look at him. Oh, he's really going to town. He's closing his eyes while he licks it. What? Nice and slow.
He's licking his belly.
No,
this
he's
is
not.
What he does
no,
for his nighttime.
No, he's
routine.
Not. He's like, yeah.
That's not his weenus.
He knows. We're about to see.
I'm his mother. I know what my child is doing.
Okay? It's pretty intense. Shirley Stoller. Oh, my God. If I swear to God, if Spike is the name of the Frankenhooker. I'll tell you what, this is like legit. Like he's doing like a little diagram of how to like rebuild his girlfriend here. And
does
not gonna
look,
lie.
Does it look legit, Michael?
It
is
looks
that
like
what
I mean,
your plans
no, I'm
look
saying
like Michael?
They're
Michael, are you comparing plans?
Like, they're not
yours
like,
look like
you
that?
Know, some of those like cheesy movies like do like crazy shit. This like looks like they put actual thought into like what they're doing.
What?
You see? Look.
Dirty fingernails, this guy. Bartoloske Bartolos did the special effects for this movie.
Oh, Robert M. Baldwin? No way.
Do you know him?
No. Tricked ya.
Stupid. Glickenhouse?
But Jane Glickenhouse.
These people got
a different
some
story.
Wild names.
Yeah, that's why you never heard of them.
I will say
they're like,
that
you're never going to make it in this town with the name of Glickenhouse.
Because California is so not ready for terrible weather, people really shut down. Like our class, we're supposed to meet on campus on Monday, uh-huh. and last minute he was like, "We'll do it Zoom."
Yeah. Oh no, that's
so you guys don't have to.
I saw when I was at the gym the other morning. They always have like the morning whatever like local news station. Mm-hmm. And
whoa, look at her hooters.
Oh, muscle boobs. That's ridiculous. It literally looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Like a
except
blueprint for his girlfriend. She's got massive.
But no, they like closed schools on Monday.
Oh yeah,
there's like
I
a
saw
bunch
something
of schools
saying
closed.
That there were closures. Probably more by the foothills, though, right?
I don't fucking know. I don't got any kids, so I don't know where these fucking schools are. But like, you know, like, they, but a lot of the colleges are like UCLA is. They said that it's all classes are going to be Zoom.
It's kind of annoying that we have to, it's like the core classes that are like required for our specific certificate. You have to show up you have to be on campus for it. It's like, oh. Do we though?
But then he
Monday's
just changed
class
it.
Only meets for an hour. So I got to drive over there for an hour.
That's dumb.
And then come back.
That's dumb. I mean, I'll tell you what.
Granted, it's not that far away.
But it's they just fucking solidified today by giving me that dickhead rate. Guess who's never going into the office? I'm like, hey, Mike, can you come down and be like, no.
Remember when you gave me that 3%?
Hey, remember that dickhead fucking, no, I can't, I'll just go. Sorry, guys. I can't afford it.
Michael's going to lose it. Speaking of losing it, did you hear about the verdict in that one school shooting case? Crumbly case?
No, I don't
the
know.
The kid, it happened in Michigan. The kid went and shot. Killed four students in his school, and the parents got charged because they gave him a gun and he was 15. And the mom was just...
Oh, I saw that. Like, the mom got charged with something, right?
I forget what the charges were, but she was found guilty.
It's dumb.
I don't think so, because he was 15. Why are you giving a 15-year-old a gun when they knew also that he had issues and he needed help, and they weren't giving him any help?
What issues?
He had mental issues. Like, he wrote about it in his journal. They showed it in the trial.
But how do the parents know that?
Because he told them. He's like, my parents won't listen to me when I tell them that I have issues and they don't want to give me help. And then his mom had the audacity to say that if she had to do it all over again, she wouldn't do anything differently.
Well, then that's different then.
Four people died as a result of their negligence. I think you should not say that.
The what?
I think you should be regretful of your actions.
Oh, right.
Four kids lost their lives. And not to mention, like, he shot a teacher who was went on the stand to testify. I was watching the video of it on, what is it, Law and Trial or something on YouTube. And this woman was fucking traumatized telling the story. It's so fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, if the kids
have this. But this is really setting a precedent, because nothing like this has been done before.
Right.
So the floodgates have opened, leaving parents possibly liable for the actions.
Depending
of
their on,
children.
Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously everything's got to be within reason. Negligence. You can't just.
You have to show that there was negligence.
Right.
That
I mean, like the ones where it's just like.
I find it interesting, but that's because of what I do for work.
You.
What is she talking about?
So they're talking about the woman that got eaten up by the thing. Oh, so basically the cop was like. You know, her body's a jigsaw puzzle. They're like, a jigsaw puzzle? And he's like, yeah. And then now they're basically saying, like, parts of her body have gone missing. And somebody took them as souvenirs. And it's clearly this guy. Who the fuck is that?
Michael, what did he take?
He definitely took those fucking titties. Her butt.
Who was that? Oh, that's his mom.
Yeah, it's his mom. What is this? What is she doing?
This is very clearly a set. Flimsy. Yeah.
And also, like,
set
these weird photos that they have, where it's just like clearly they were like production photos. They're like, oh, we just need to take a picture of you here for reference. And she's just like standing in front of a tree, just like blankly staring. And he's got it framed on his door.
Michael, maybe you should take pictures like that and hang them in your place.
I thought about it. Look, he's got like photos of her, like, I don't know if she's like dead or asleep or what.
She's awake.
No, like right behind his shoulder.
Is that
there.
When she died?
Right. That's what I don't understand.
That woman went on to do other stuff.
Yeah, right? I was going
to
say, the way that they credited her in the beginning, they're like, and as Jeffrey's mom. It's like Lisa Lunas. See, this kid's just like you don't understand me, mom. I'm going to bring her back to life. I'm going to give her bigger tits than she's ever thought of she'd ever have.
People really thought that they could bring people back from the dead. That was really a thing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, now they're going to make, all of a sudden this guy's going to turn into a real fucking creep.
Louise Lasser.
And what else has she done?
She's 84 years old.
Yeah. Well, yeah, aside
her
from.
Her birthday is April 11th. We got another Aries asshole on her hands.
Day after me.
Aries asshole. Whoa. She was married to, hold the phone. Guess who she was married to for 4 years.
I don't know.
Guess, Michael.
Martin Scorsese.
Michael, guess.
Martin Scorsese.
How about an old pervert? Michael, how about that?
An old pervert? Yeah. I don't know. Bonnie Weinstein?
No, still alive and not in jail.
I don't, just fucking say it.
Michael, I want you to guess.
You gotta give me more. Hey, out of the blue, just guess who
he
this
touched his own kids, and he didn't get in trouble for it.
Woody Allen?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
She's wearing that creep. I'm gonna say she's not a good judge of character.
Yeah.
Based on that, she's been in Just Me and You. Never heard of it. Taxi. Saint Elsewhere.
Oh.
Whoa, she was on Girls, HBO's Girls. Interesting.
Apparently, she was sleeping with the right guy. Put her in all the right places.
Requiem for a Dream. She's been on a lot of stuff.
Everybody, I can't tell if, like, I feel like all these New Jersey accents are fake. And they slip in and out of them sometimes. Because he'll be talking about something, and then all of a sudden he'll slip in. It's like, I'm scared, ma. I don't know what to do.
Do you want a sandwich?
Yeah. Well, go give me the gabagoo. And she literally just asked him for.
She looks like she's sweating.
Literally, she was telling him that she would make him a sandwich.
Very sweat. She's sweating. His mom's.
These are weird choices.
I get it. How she ended up with what?
Yeah, making weird choices here.
Make good choices. Have you been seeing all this hubbub about Alyssa Milano lately?
Oh, about the baseball team thing.
Well, the GoFundMe, and then apparently. All this shit happened at MegaCon in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the cast of Charmed was at this MegaCon, but the cast didn't sit with her. She went and did her own panel, and then Holly Combs and Shannon Doherty and...
Shannon Doherty was there?
Yeah.
I thought she was, like, on the verge of dying.
I thought so, too, but I think I saw something that she could be doing well now.
Oh, I mean, good. For her?
And Rose McGowan. Those three did a panel, and they addressed...
Oh, Rose does not like...
And kind of like...
Alyssa Milano at all. She fucking rips on her all, like, any chance she gets.
What, Rose? Oh, I know, but then also people were showing... they were friendly for a time, because people were showing, like, tweets that she had...
Yeah, but I think...
Had
like,
about Alyssa Milano when they were on good terms, and she was all for her, and like... So it's, I don't know, the story is strange. I don't know when exactly. Right.
Well, but she also like calls her out for being like, kind of like hypocritical about certain things sometimes where she's like, saying this and this and this. And Rose's like, don't sit here and act like you weren't a fucking bitch on set to people, like saying that like, you don't get paid enough to do X, Y, and Z and yada, yada, yada. And like, all you were doing was this each day.
Well, the thing that I found interesting is that Shannon Doherty said that it was Alyssa Milano's fault that she got fired from the show. But then I guess somebody found that Jason Priestley, he had a book that he wrote, like a memoir, and he said that she was fired from 90210 also.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he was surprised that she...
Yeah, she was...
Like, she immediately didn't like Alyssa Milano, apparently, on Charmed.
And yeah, I know that Shannon Doherty had, like, she was a wild child.
I know she fought with everyone on 90210.
Yeah, she just seemed like she had just, like, always an attitude.
She had a fight in her.
Yeah.
I can appreciate
So apparently
that.
He's keeping... Oh, gross.
Is this her body, Michael? Michael, what's in there?
You're going to see her head.
He kept her head. Oh.
Weird. My. And these obviously like fake... look at that foot. There's no way that's a foot from her.
Fake body parts.
Look how big that foot is. Fake Bonnie, body. That looks like... Fake body parts. It looks like your fucking balloon foot and balloon toes. Oh, God.
Oh. Her severed head is on the table.
And this bad
and he's
wig.
Giving her wine.
But he, I guess he's putting it.
And it's
just
going
on
the table.
So he's. So he put it in like some weird purple bath that
it's
is like for some, like boiling and it's.
Which is causes cancer.
He's talking to the head about the typical like Frankenstein thing. There's a storm heading our way in about 2 days. Oh my God. I thought he pulled out
congealed pizza.
I thought he pulled out a fucking big slice of her skin on the back. Look at the back. The way that it came out on the back, it looked like it was skin toned. Oh,
whoa,
yeah. I knew it. Big, big fucking Hooters.
He's going to remake her with massive honk milky milkers. Whoa, those areolas are huge.
Kneeling on Moss. Oh, because it's the photo.
Somebody likes big
bubbas. Big droopy boobies.
Why are they all naked?
Because he's showing her what the body's going to look like.
She's dead. Oh, so he thinks he can just kill hookers?
Not going to lie.
No one will care? What's happening?
This guy, I'm not going to lie. I've heard Wes do a like a New York, New Jersey accent.
Stop it.
And he sounds just like this guy when he does it.
Oh, he writes poetry.
Oh, no.
He kind of looks like... What's his face that just passed away?
Perry?
Yeah.
So he's got
putting
just like
her body parts into a cooler filled with that purple vet
that he's saying that like this is what's like keeping her from like decomposing. That's what he said.
Right?
He said at the beginning. No, it's his own concoction. He said this at the beginning of the dinner, where he said the baths are doing you good.
Michael,
pay attention, Bonnie. Goddamn,
do you good? You can wash them toes, Michael.
Yeah, right. Rorschach you
toes.
Wish.
Rorschach toes. Oh my.
It's a little note, a little poem that he wrote her.
Well, good thing she died, because this guy is mentally ill.
No, it's really sweet, Bonnie, that he's going to bring her back to life.
It's real sweet that he's like putting body parts in a
Imagine, Bonnie, that somebody loved you so much that after you got yourself that you got yourself chopped up by a lawnmower, they bring you back to life.
Not in this climate.
And they give you massive fucking tatows.
Michael, you want to hear something really funny? Michael, you want to hear something?
Hold on. Is he whacking it?
He's just breathing heavy.
No. No, now he's...
He keeps putting her face on like all these skeletons and...
There's an awful lot of just weird photos of just like her blank face. Like she's not doing... She's just like...
So he doesn't have a job because he's spending all of his time making these plans.
He's a poet and a scientist.
And he didn't even know it. Michael, do you want to hear something funny? Michael,
what is it, Bonnie?
Well, we all know how I decided against dating after the last date that I went on.
First of all, real quick, why is this old man literally looks like a zombie?
Whoa, what's going on with his teeth?
We're spending so much time with this guy just talking to himself. I will say this movie is moving slow.
Yeah.
We spent 20 minutes of him just talking to himself about building up.
He's talking a lot.
Yeah. Anyways, let's hear it, Bonnie. You're not dating. What does that mean?
I gave it up, remember? Because
yeah, we all know, Bonnie.
Well, Michael.
You went on a date, Bonnie.
I did not.
Oh.
I said something funny, not sad, Michael.
Okay.
No, I thought... just download an app and see what's going on, because maybe I thought I was missing something, you know.
You went to Tinder because you were looking for some,
take a gander,
looking for a wild ride, Bonnie.
Put some feelers out and see what the hell's going on out there. So I got Hinge. I looked on Hinge. Let me tell you, every fucking loser that I matched with, every fucking time I went on Hinge, was on Hinge. Tell me why. It's all 5'6" men. Also a lot of 5'6" men. Too many 5'6" men in this dating pool. Let me tell you what, Michael. Not now, not never with a 5'6" man. Not in this lifetime. No
offense. Bonnie? Little 5'2" Bonnie's too good for 5'6"?
I'm 5'4". I want someone 2 inches taller than me. Anyways, same schmucks on there. And wouldn't you know, this one guy, I've seen him every single time I've been on
that.
He's drilling his own head.
He's getting rid of it so he'll...
He's drilling his own head?
Yeah, he's doing it so he has like this area so he can like come up with the idea of like where to do this.
He's talking with while he's drilling his own head.
Yeah, yeah, because he's like activating a part of his brain to do something.
I don't think it works like that. No blood, no nothing. What is his head made out of? Anyways, Michael.
Yeah.
Same guy, and I remember him because he like didn't have much to say. And wouldn't you know, he didn't have much to say again. So I deleted the app. I was like, that was fun. Not really. Moral of the story, don't ever get on dating apps.
Don't tell me what to do. Dating apps are ruining this country, Bonnie.
I think, who was I talking to about? Were you talking about how we have too many choices and it's like ruining
Well, exactly. That's what happens. Like, we thought that like having all these choices would be it, but now it's just creating like crazy anxiety in people because they don't, like, everyone wants to always, you know, nobody wants to pick wrong. And when you have all these choices, like, who's the right one to date? You know what I mean?
I think it's a little bit of that and a lot of just unwell people trying to find people that they think are going to fix them or
I think there's also a lot of over time, like when it first starts, everyone's somewhat hopeful that you're going to meet, you know, it's fun to go on dates, it's fun to do
this
stuff.
Look at his grandma glasses, I know, right? Michael. Whoa, look at these cars. Oh god. We got some sex workers in Manhattan. Whoa.
Now he looks like Mark McKinney.
He looks like a woman.
He looks like Mark McKinney. He looks like a lesbian. He's 90s lesbian.
Massive lady glasses. Was that a thing back then? Guys like to wear lady glasses? Remember James in that movie?
Everyone wore those glasses, yeah, back then.
Wow, they have killer outfits.
I swear to God, if he pieces together a woman and he takes pieces of like white chicks and black chicks and mixes them together where she's got like a black arm and a white leg, that's going to be absolutely insane.
It's really a saturated area. There's a lot of...
Yeah, it's the 90s, and it is New Jersey.
You think there was a lot more sex workers then?
Yes, Bonnie.
I'm going to need some data on that, Michael.
Are you telling me?
Can you create a spreadsheet?
New Jersey, Bonnie.
Michael, when was the last time you went to New Jersey?
This girl does not.
She looks like Alicia Silverstone. Oh, my God. Whoa, they show him boob. She just ripped her top down. Holy areola.
Look at this nerd acting like his first pair of tits he's seen.
What is she going to charge him? Oh, she's getting excited over a couple 20s. Oh, her pimp's going to kick your ass.
She's definitely classic 90s babe. Dead eyes. The deadest of eyes.
Look at that outfit.
I dig that. I could be into that outfit.
Maybe that's the key to look young. You just wear massive glasses. Should I just get a pair of massive, oversized glasses?
I mean, they're only slightly bigger than the ones you're wearing now.
Real small and they'll look real young, Michael.
Okay, this is so slow moving. He's like just sitting here like basically he's like Woody Allen-ing himself. He's like, I just want to, I'm trying to throw a party here.
Huevos grande. Whoa.
She looks like she... It looked like she was covered in like plaster.
Shut up.
That was a weird
she
looking...
She had a couple of kids.
That was a weird looking body. Michael. That body looked weird, body.
Everyone's seen your toes, so you need to relax. Okay.
Look at this dead-eyed extra.
Like whoa.
The blonde girl is like,
whoa.
They're like, don't look at the camera, and she's fighting so hard not to look at that.
People look a little bit vacant, like I'm sleeping at the bar. Whoa, Granny is shaking her tatas on the stage.
The fuck you looking at? She says,
"I'm her." He said,
"I wonder." You know, when I was a little kid, I used to see scenes like this, like big party scenes, or like. Where it's like all these people that are dressed like punks, like 80s punks, you know, like the spiked and the big mohawks and shit. And like they're always like threatening to beat the shit out of you for touching them. I wonder if that was like really what it was like.
Oh, Michael, maybe you should make a time machine and go back and find
out. I told you about that idea I had, which I wish it somebody's going to steal.
You already started making it, Michael?
No.
Whoa, are they banging?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Where like it's the idea where it's like an AI thing.
You're supposed to be banging in the fucking bathroom.
Where you just go, it's like an AI VR thing, and you like live a day in a year of your choosing.
Michael, I'm just gonna say really fast, even though the story is slow, this is like a feast for your eyes. There's so much shit happening.
I know, and this guy
is that Zorro?
Weird looking. Yeah, he's got the Z.
Where?
On his medallion.
Whoa! I want some snake earrings. Sick.
She's got a Z.
He's too
branded.
Attractive to be a fucking.
You think that guy's attractive?
I mean, compared to the other people in this
Look
movie.
At this guy.
Whoa,
so he's sweating.
Everyone's sweaty. Oh, she's branded with a Z.
Yeah, and look at, I love how he like takes the glasses down.
Dude, I need to get some glasses like that.
No, you don't, Bonnie.
You look insane.
There's a lot of drug use in this movie.
That's the look I'm going for, Michael.
There's like, insane. They're literally smoking crack.
This guy literally
looks like Andrew McCarthy, except he's not.
He's the poor man's Andrew McCarthy. I already said that.
He's
got a bag.
Andre.
Empty capsules.
MacArthur.
Glass diet. Okay, so That's meth, right? It's a lot of action in this bathroom.
Yeah, it's like one dude holding the bathroom door shut while the other dude's just like fucking
banging.
But again.
Whoa, that guy looked like the pickup artist. Did you see him in the back with that fucking steampunk hat?
Uh-uh.
Maybe that's where that guy got that idea for his outfit inspo. Whatever happened to him?
Mm.
Remember the pickup artist?
No.
He probably followed him. He's selling this guy drugs? I thought he was trying to get sex workers.
Motor Mouth is the name of this show. What is going on?
Pickup artists are a movement of men whose goal is seduction and sexual success.
But no, it's
success.
Like, you're saying the
they
pickup artists who
sell,
is...
self-identify as a seduction community or the pickup community, but really they're fucking incel losers.
You're right. They're fucking
breaking news. Incel losers. Incel losers.
Bonnie's probably just jealous.
Jealous of what?
That these guys aren't chasing you to bang.
Gross. Pickup artist. No, remember that guy?
Oh my God. He's literally developed super crack to kill them faster when he brings them over to this party.
Hold on, I'm going to find his name. Oh, his name was Mystery. Eric Von Markovic.
Oh, God.
You don't remember it? It was a reality TV show on VH1. Remember VH1?
Oh, God. No.
The show was hosted by Mystery, who used to wear these, like, goggles.
Oh, this girl looks like his girlfriend.
What? Where? Okay, that guy, he was born in 71, so he is 52 now.
Oh, geez. What is this?
It doesn't say that he's married, so. Hmm.
There you go.
Maybe that pickup artistry didn't work.
No, it does, because he doesn't want to get married. He just wants to bang.
Gross. Grow up. Maybe.
Well, I don't understand why this guy keeps drilling into his head.
Because he's mentally ill, Michael. Clearly.
He's developed super crack to kill them at his party that he's going to have tomorrow night.
Okay.
And so he's justifying by that he's not
he
killing them.
He does a lot of talking to himself.
Yeah. So this is one of those movies where they don't show you any of the action. They just let this guy rant alone in his laboratory.
I almost thought I heard a British accent in there.
Probably. Yes. The good old little guinea pig.
Oh. Do not give the guinea pig super crack. He's drugging the fucking guinea pig.
Yeah, you always got to test it on animal first.
No, you don't. Okay, he's talking to an animal like that. Look how sexy you are.
Yeah.
This man needs to be destroyed. Like most men.
Yeah, right. Oh, God. What is he talking about? I will say, I had guinea pigs growing up.
Whoa, does he have a fucking... He has an Instagram.
Who?
The mystery guy.
The guinea pig just literally exploded.
He's on Instagram.
Oh my God, Bonnie. You know, for somebody who doesn't give a shit about this. For somebody who doesn't care about somebody.
Does he live in San Diego?
Obviously seem to care an awful lot about what this guy is doing, Bonnie.
Huh?
Bonnie had a crush, apparently, and she's just not willing to reveal it.
What?
You're obsessed with this guy, Bonnie. You can't let it go.
What guy? Whoa, look at her outfit. Getting out.
Is this the same?
Outfit inspo.
Is this the same chick from the night before?
Looks like a Dolls Kill outfit.
Look at those jiggly tits.
Well, that's the same girl.
It is. She looks much better tonight.
Bubba's look smaller. This is not mystery. Why does he look so ethnic?
Look at her tits hanging out.
Wow.
Like all these girls got like they're just straight up with Jesus.
This is him. Holy crap.
Bonnie, nobody cares about this guy. Why are you so obsessed with this guy?
What do you mean?
Just ask him on a date already, Bonnie.
Michael, I'm not dating anyone, okay? I can't believe he's still around. Whoa. Holy
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Jesus.
Maybe watch the
Everyone's
movie.
Everyone's got tits
of,
out.
Yeah, that's what I just said, but you're too busy working on your Mysterio boyfriend that you're probably sending DMs to being like, you're a piece of shit, I love you.
You think so, Michael?
Yeah.
Michael's that
All
way?
Of a sudden, Bonnie's going to come back next
Michael,
week.
Michael, is that what you think? Whoa, is that a real body, Michael? Well, looks like a wink.
Come back in here. Start with your annoying shit. Ew, look at that weird. He's doing measurements.
Rigor mortis hands. Everyone's got tits out. Holy shit, Michael.
Classic. This guy's got these. Whoa. That's going to be a weird.
This imagine, is an extreme imagine, close-up of a nipple.
And then they put a microscope. Or a, and then they put a magnifying glass on it.
I can't believe this is on Peacock.
I can't imagine. Can you imagine you're in that casting room and they're like, we need you to pop your tit out. And then we're going to zoom in on it.
Close-up
and then we're
going to
put a magnifying glass
Holy
over
nip.
It.
Everyone's got nips out.
Yeah.
Sweet Jesus.
He's having a big old party.
I did. Whoa. I didn't do any background info to find out what. I just thought it was going to be like Frankenstein, but with sex orders. I didn't realize it was going to be tits.
It was made in the 90s. Of course it was going to be exactly this.
I mean,
it's definitely
like,
really. Are those.
Is that a man's butt?
Those butts.
She's squeezing her cheeks.
Oh, 90s my God. Butt. Definitely okay, a 90s so butt. He liked 90s her long butt. 90s long butt.
And he's looking at legs.
Okay. We're literally like an hour into this movie, and he's just now getting to this. Like
he's examining body parts. Michael.
How did they get
all
to
the
this?
Body parts.
You're done with this. You're on one today. I don't know what you're so distracted by this fucking guy. Look at this fucking Hooterville.
Whoa, that was a big bitch. That's a lot of goyles. Pick your damn chicks already, mister. He wants them all. He's getting greedy. He drilled into his brain too many times.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what to think. You think? You think it might not work? Oh, the goyles are getting upset.
This is like the most, like, this guy, everyone is literally just talking to themselves.
Yeah. Is that the super crack? They found the super crack. And now we turned into Breaking Bad.
I know, right?
Oh, that's what I was telling my coworker about that burned out car that was in the parking lot of the 99-cent store.
These girls went, she's literally screaming for the drugs.
Just give them
she
the
like
drugs.
Pulled on. She's like, "What's this?" And then she screamed out, "Oh my God, it's super drugs!"
Give them what they want.
Look at these
Holy
butts hanging out.
Butts and nits.
These are just '90s long butts. None of these butts look good.
Jesus.
None of these butts look good. Not even on the hot ones.
Michael,
she's got '90s long butts.
People weren't really into working out then.
Well, no, back then. Remember back then, like butts, like small
they
butts
were long.
Right, and that's what they were saying. Is like if some girl's like, "Does my butt look big?" You'd have to say no.
They were long and flat. Everyone's smoking crack now.
Exactly. The flatter, the better.
And now it's like.
People look absolutely insane sometimes. Like you can always count on going to the gym, and all the squat racks and all the things are taken up by chicks with like big old butts, and they just
Michael?
My God, yeah, they don't
really,
stop.
Michael?
Yeah.
Are you getting upset, Michael, by the big butt?
No, I'm mad because he's hogging the squat rack, doing this shit.
They're dancing. They're listening to music.
Yeah, there you go.
Whoa. The devil's music.
What?
Holy.
Those Hooters are huge.
There they are. Oh, look at that
socks
and heels.
It looks like
I love that look.
Those are some missile tits. Those are missile tits.
You know what that reminded me of? Did you ever see the episode where was it Anthony Bourdain? Or there was a food show where they had gooey ducks?
No, I never seen any of those. Oh, tiny little, look at those. Bubbas.
It's a gooey duck.
Oh, you missed it.
What happened?
She was flexing
her
tits.
Their butts
no, she was
together.
Flexing her tits and she was getting them to bounce.
Holy.
Those are nice. Those are not. Oh, wozas. Wozas.
A gooey duck. That's what her boobs look like. They're like long tubes.
I remember somebody once described some tits. Was they're like, yeah, they look like a. She bent over and they look like a couple of oranges in a sock.
Girl on girl action. This movie does it all.
They're just rubbing tongues. They're not really doing anything. Zorro's down there getting ready to kick his ass. This guy's fucking ripped as hell. Look at the. Of course, he's got a tank top and fucking leopard print.
He's very sweaty. Everyone's sweaty. Whoa, look at those pants.
Look at this guy. Uncle Leo from Seinfeld.
Uncle Leo has some nail fungus. Did you see his nails?
No.
Yikes. Holy long boobs. We love a boob tattoo. She's really high. Everyone's high.
No.
fuck does that mean? Oh, she's gonna
remember you didn't see it because you're too busy looking up your fucking Mystique guy. That if you do too much of these drugs, you literally fucking explode. The guinea pig blew up, Bonnie.
The
but you were too busy.
Subtitle said, Michael Hooker screams and blows up. Oh my god! Oh my god!
They're obviously dummies. They're like they're frozen. That was pretty good. Oh god! What the fuck? So now he's going to take all of these fucking exploded body parts and put them all... He's going to sew them together.
Here goes another one. Another one.
Some of these cuts are pretty good with the explosions. Some of them, not so much.
Oh, her head blew right off her body, Michael. Michael, her head blew off her body.
Shush.
Uh-oh. Zorro is mad. All his cash cows blew up. Whoa, she's got one significantly bigger than the other. Relatable.
But that's I went to high school with a girl that was like that. She's
every
like
girl has that to a certain
she was
extent.
Like no and this one girl was like I oh my god these people they're obviously
that
oh
was
my god
a fucking paper mache
yes
body.
They look like a fucking what's it called a
papier mache
looks like a pinata pinata pinata.
Did you ever make a paper mache thing
everything
in school?
Of course awesome. Everybody had to how come this
whoa.
Girl didn't blow up
get this outfit. my god.
So the
whoa.
main
it's
chick
all
her
burned boys.
Her head blew up.
Well, he ruined all of his body parts.
No, I think that's what he needs. He's going to take all the body parts back and sew them together.
He's going to have to scrub the charred marks off of all of them.
Yeah, you know, for a lot of body explosions there's not really any blood.
No blood, just charred body parts.
You're putting time out. Everybody's sick and tired of hearing you say that. Yes. No one, not a single person. Bonnie, this is the most.
I don't care. I do it for myself. I don't do it for other people.
I'm going to absolutely fucking murder you. I'm going to fucking strangle. I'm going to give you a super crack, and then I'm going to have your fucking long boobs fucking explode all over this fucking place.
Joke's on you. I don't have long boobs.
They're gonna balloon up like your toes, and they're gonna turn into long boobs, and then they're gonna fucking blow the fuck up.
Whoa! Look, that arm. She was holding
the knife. Yeah, and it's stuck in the.
Wow! Whoa! It's green. Did you see
Chinese
that?
Chinese girl.
He's putting all the parts into a garbage bag.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah! Wow! And just like that.
That was like the most
down the fire escape.
Insane.
I can't wait to have a fire escape.
So you can go out there and smoke your super crack.
Yeah, Michael. He's got two bags.
He's
of
got a bunch of bags,
park.
And he's just gonna fucking. Oh my god! Like how many bags do we need to see? This is one of the things about
he's
movies
that always
like bothered me was like certain action you don't need to keep. Like all of this, we get it. He's escaping down the thing. Like there's no, you know. Oh my god! Oh my god!
His trunk is overflowing
wide
with garbage
open
bags of body
and
parts.
You can see their feet and hands.
He's not hiding them at all.
I swear to God, if he makes this,
I mean, that
if he makes
was
a Franken,
the thing, right?
If he makes a Frankenhooker and she's got three legs, I'm going to lose my mind.
Oh, do you think the Frankenhooker is going to have like three sets of boobs?
I mean, why not give her like fucking udders, dude? Just six tits, dude. All of them.
Michael, you're sick.
He brought all the parts. No, he just wants tiny little hands to make his Frankenweenie look real big.
Okay, he's got purple goo.
No bones. Smooth cut.
Smooth cut. Even though they all exploded.
Yeah, exactly. And then he's welding them.
He's welding.
I guess it's just nondescript. I guess it's going to be part robot. none of those are accurate tits. None of those.
They're all foam bubbas.
Mutt and Jeff. None of those tits were even remotely close to the tits that we saw in the nope. building. And you got balloon toe there. Look, Bonnie, they made a cast of your foot.
All right, Michael.
Gross.
Look, there's
a
bone
like,
sticking out.
First
of
all, that leg is literally comes up to his chest. That leg itself is like 4.5 feet tall.
I don't think those legs match, sir. Whoa. Ugh. Looks like your toes. Everyone's going in a different direction. She's got MC Hammer toes, Michael.
Look at this.
MC Hammer toes. You can't touch them.
He's filing her feet. Look, he's filing her feet down.
The bunions.
Gross.
Oh, he's ripping off the...
The tattooer thing?
The... What is that called? Why is
that brand? The brand.
The brand. My brain was not working today at work.
Your brain's not working right now.
When I was like filling out the paperwork for my internship, and I fucking put... I didn't remember my address. I put the wrong address down. Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm a little concerned that maybe. Yeah.
You start taking those ginkgo biloba.
Yeah, a little bit concerned. And then I saw this TikTok that was like...
Do brain games.
Saying how like women that get... I don't have it, but women that get under eye filler, there's like been...
Dementia.
There's been a link between that and dementia because the filler is like blocking your lymph nodes and you need your lymph nodes to like filter stuff, I guess.
It is crazy. I've seen so many things...
If they get plugged up and then you have like a higher...
I see so many things nowadays where it feels like everything now dementia. Is like dementia. You know, all right, cool. So we're all going to either. Scary, so here's the thing. You're either going to die of cancer or you're going to slowly fucking lose cognitive abilities.
Yeah, because didn't I tell you what happens when you die from dementia? It's like your body just forgets to like breathe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's how you die. It slowly just starts. It like forgets to do stuff. And then it's like you don't really speak. You're just kind of making noise.
Right,
and then
yeah.
Your body, you just won't breathe anymore like right. You used to. It's fucking awful.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's really sad. But you know what?
When you get diagnosed with dementia, then you become qualified to run for president.
Clearly. Look at everyone that's been in office. Good grief.
Fucking can't even form sentences. Now, that's what they say is like people with dementia, like in the certain stages of it, like it's one of those like, things where like they know what they're trying to say, they know what they're trying to do.
So like you're a prisoner.
But they can't relay it. So that's why like they get really frustrated and have like a lot of because they're explaining something to you, but they don't know how they can't find all their words to do it. And like so,
I follow this girl that takes care of her mom that has dementia, and the mom her and like she explains like how she has to get her ready and she has to be careful because her mom can get really combative if she's putting something over her head. And she's like, she can talk sometimes, but a lot of times it's just like da 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 da, like she's just making noise.
Yeah,
it's kind of wild to watch.
It sucks too because there's a point where you still understand what's happening to you, and then there's all of a sudden like one day you're just gonna wake up and literally
can't communicate.
That, like, well, not only that, no, you literally. We'll have no more like conscious thought. You know what I mean? Where it's just the thing's going to take over your brain. Your brain is just melted and
like Old Yeller. Someone just take me out. He's got a lot of equipment in his house.
Yeah, right. It's his mom's fucking garage, and there's a giant tank that says radioactive. So he had 2 days to do that. So that now that there's this big storm coming, I haven't seen any of the original Frankenstein movies. Not that
you
this
haven't?
Is
haven't?
No. Is it does it take this long to fucking make the fucking monster? Jays.
No.
Literally, we've been watching this movie for almost an hour now.
Are you sure?
Yes.
We're getting close. Something's happening.
And so like does his mom also not realize he's built this in her garage?
90s parents.
Yeah, just very
never paid attention. I know, right? Michael.
Yeah. They're not the helicopter parents that we know today.
They never paid attention.
This is why kids are lame nowadays.
Kids with a lot of trauma.
Yeah, now they're gonna have like non-verbal kids that only know how to communicate on fucking Reddit threads and YouTube comments. Look at this shit. This is like he literally has this insane animated thing. It's bad VFX going easily 100 feet in the sky out of his garage,
so she can get struck by lightning.
Yep. So that all these things keep zapping her.
You know,
it's
what
funny
I
to think too, like in the 90s, that we like you can't find a source to generate enough power that you have to use a lightning bolt. This isn't the fucking 1900s where like the most they could power is like two light bulbs and then anything more than that, everything fucking explodes because you're just draining too much power.
You know what movie I watched when I was on my way
Nobody knows.
Ireland, Michael?
No, we don't.
Weird Science.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it is.
I used to like that TV show. They had a TV show on USA that used to come on, I think, on Saturday nights. And I'd go to my dad's house and, like, I'd stay up late. And Vanessa Angel, remember that movie Kingpin?
Yeah.
The girl in that movie?
The blonde?
Yeah, the blonde girl. She was the Vanessa character. Mm. I thought that show was so funny. It was so good.
That was based on someone, a real person. I forget who.
Wait, but I heard that. From Weird Science?
No, Kingpin was based on a real person.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard some lore about that.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling you.
A one-handed bowler finding an Amish guy to win a championship?
I'm telling you.
Mike. I don't know, Bonnie. It sounds about as
the
real
truth
as...
truth is stranger than fiction.
Sounds about as real as Matthew Perry and Luke Perry being brothers.
That was such a harebrained thing to say, Michael. Whoa.
Purple hair?
She's only got one set of bubs. Who is that?
That's the head. Remember the hair like just turned purple from the zap, I guess.
That's not the same girl. Oh, that's his girlfriend's face.
It's funny how he uses the head and brain of his girlfriend and then hooker body parts, and for some reason the hooker instincts take over. She just knocked him out and now she's leaving. And of course she's wearing the Frankenstein platforms. Insane already. Oh my God. This must be that movie. It's like Poor Things, I guess.
You saw it?
No, but that's what this. It's about is somebody reconstructing a girl with a baby brain, and she's like a Frankenstein. It's like a Frankenstein movie. All these other hookers' bodies are freaking out in the hot tub. Oh my God! Oh my God! He's gonna have to fight hooker heads. She must be diseased.
Whoa, her face is a totally different color than the rest of her.
She looked right into the camera.
This guy is so sweaty.
Because he's looking at her tatas. I like how, for some reason, that's the weirdest thing that people see on a New York subway. Like, give me a break. I don't buy that for 1 second.
Your girlfriend left you.
I seriously would like to interview people on this set and just be like, hey, when you guys were filming this, were you, outside of the exploding hooker scene, were you ever just bored because you were filming a guy sitting alone talking to himself in a garage for an hour and a half?
My God, I saw this funny TikTok of Chloe 70 talking about how she could never live in LA. It was so funny.
She's getting a lot of backlash for the dog comment or something.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh.
What dog comment?
She's just talking about, I don't recall the whole thing, but it was something along the lines of just too many dogs.
Too many dogs? In LA?
Around, yeah, where it's just like, there's just, everywhere you go, there's just too many dogs.
Oh, I didn't hear her say that. Those clips that I saw were like, oh, it's an industry town. It's so dry. And she's like, but the weather's really nice. But no, it's terrible. I don't want to drive anywhere and everything's so far apart. Da 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 da. She's like, I could never leave New York. She's an icon.
Is she?
Yeah. This fashion girl. Icon, just like Julia Fox. Icon. Get your hands off me, babe. She's short-circuiting.
She can't handle that, of course.
We got some foreigners taking pictures.
It's so funny. Again, it's just so weird, like, just because she has body parts of other hookers, then her mind all of a sudden, because like,
holy boobs.
I know, this is the
killer shorts. That's a good Halloween costume right there.
You say that about every movie we watch.
No, I don't.
Why is that guy all of a sudden like look so?
She's pulling this act off pretty well, I'm gonna say.
She's very, very committed. She's going to go into the room and see, like, the explosions and have some sort of flashback.
This reminds me of, remember in the movie Big when he goes and gets, he stays in that hotel?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is giving me that vibe. My God. Everyone is so sweaty. They're going to do the deed.
Are we going to see sewn together? What? Whoa. Purple nips.
Purple nipples.
That is weird looking.
Wow, he's got boobs too. Are they going to show? Are they showing it?
Oh, no. This guy looks like a turtle without a shell.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, you see the butt still has the check
mark on it.
Oh.
She's squeezing cheeks.
She's going to kill him. I don't understand why her nipples are purple.
Because, Michael.
And why is she... Science. Is she burning him?
With her...
There's smoke coming up. Frankenbaheen. Yeah, right?
Oh, God.
Her fucking monster pussy. She's got electricity in her? I don't... I'm so fucking confused as to...
The Franken-snatch is killing him. His head popped off.
Oh, that's actually pretty good VFX. Yeah.
He died happy.
I mean, I guess if you're going to die, might as well die from some Franken-cooch with purple nips. He drove into New York City, parked his car randomly on Times Square, and just approached a random stranger walking and said, "Hey, I'm looking for someone." She's tall.
And pretty. Fully tight pants. Look at the buns on that guy.
Yeah, he must work out.
Was that Swedish, Michael? Michael, did you understand what he was saying,
Michael?
Could have been
Norwegian.
Oh. Huh?
He doesn't know.
Michael, you don't know.
No, I don't.
800 and some lessons. I know, and I don't know. No, because it's... Say anything.
Because you probably said dirty words, and we don't know those words. I can order coffee.
There's nothing left of that guy. The Franken-snatch killed him.
Got That's any right. money?
Take his money.
Take it all.
That's it? Jesus. He had like $40 in his wallet.
That's a lot for the 90s.
No, it isn't.
Gross.
Holy mullet.
I mean, like, that's a it's a slicklet, like, ponytail. Like, it's disgusting.
I kind of feel sick just looking at his tank top. Yikes. Ew. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. Give him the Franken-snatch. Oh, yeah.
She now he looks like the lead singer of Creed.
His head's going to pop off. Yep, there it goes.
No, that mullet wasn't as... greasy.
They need to show this a fucking New Beverly during Halloween if they haven't already. This should be a cult classic if it isn't already.
That one girl literally is dressed like she's from the Midwest.
Take it easy. Nice outfit.
What are you dressed like that for, man? It's a fucking doctor. What a weird scene where they're like, just improv it. The openness, which people are just casually hanging out and talking to fucking prostitutes on the street. Look, that guy is just... It's ridiculous.
This is great.
What was this? What is this budget even? I mean, there's so much going on. Like, there's a lot of sets, a lot of extras, a lot of women willing to be topless.
And bottomless.
Yeah, a little... Some good old flat butt central over here.
Wow, Patty Mullen.
Who's Patty Mullen?
She plays Franken Hooker. She's still kicking, 57.
What has she been up to?
Let's check her out.
Does she still have purple nips?
Patty Mullen is an American actress and model known for her starring role in the 1990 film Franken Hooker, as well as her dual role in the 1987 film Doom Asylum. She was also the August 1986 Penthouse Magazine Pet of the Month, and 2 years later was selected as the 1988 Pet of the Year.
Oh.
She's from Staten Island, New York.
You know, Penthouse used to be... Oh, God, the pretzels are going to take her back to being Elizabeth.
She's going to get fat. No offense. Oh, someone else referred to...
She's really committed
to this
role.
Made the connection between Franken Hooker and Poor Things. What's Poor Things about?
It's basically a guy that, like...
He creates a woman?
Yeah, it's like a Frankenstein-type movie. Except really? The idea is that, I guess, from what I understand in Poor Things is she has, like, the brain of, like, a little kid. And so the whole process is that she literally is a dummy, but then slowly learns... And basically her brain grows up into her body, and she becomes, like, is able to, like, learn things and get smarter throughout the movie.
It's disturbing.
I heard tons of nudity lots of bangage.
That's why I want to see it, because
Ruffalo. Yeah, I think you might see his little dinger donger.
I'm watching it, and I'm gonna rewind and keep watching.
Bonnie, you don't
You know what I mean.
You don't like guys that are 5'6". Ruffalo's little.
I'm not trying to date him. Okay, I just want to look at his buns.
Ew.
Let me live. Wow, Patty Mullen is on Instagram. She's on Instagram.
Tag her when we. I don't know that she wants to hear this. Well, actually, no. We give her good reviews. I feel like she's like one of the ones, like,
she posted some stuff about Poor Things.
Legit, was she like been there, done that, first on it?
She paved the way.
Exactly.
We're gonna have to follow.
I'm telling you, she's the only one. I mean, I will say, for the most part, as long as you're not on the guy talking to himself in the garage, everyone else is kind of like going for it. Oh, what's he doing?
What is he
He's
doing?
Going under. He's going to fucking...
He's going to get electrocuted he's by
gonna
go, Frank and snatch.
He's going to munch on something, yeah.
Munch, and then explode. His feet are going to rip off his body. Whoa.
Frank and Cooch is about to...
Here comes the smoke.
He's going to want... Oh, God. And you can hear him. He's like, whoop, 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 whoop. Oh,
there
God.
Goes, there goes his legs.
His legs are going to blow off. She's just sitting there and he's just fucking munching on Frank and Cooch. Oh, God, this guy was full of something. He really blew up.
He's full of beans.
That was a good cut. Cuts to like a crazy guy on the street reading from a Bible.
Makes sense.
This guy wasn't his voice at all.
He changed his voice?
No, like the ADR. He was just like talking, and like whoever was doing the voiceover, it was bad. And he just fucking literally knocked her block off.
He knocked her head back.
And all this, I guess maybe all the electricity that was used to make her
is coming through her. Look at these.
It looks like, I'm actually really confused at how this effect is being done right now, because it looks like it's her real face. Also, that guy was a straight pimp, like for real. She shoved him, and he literally knocked her head off. That's what pimps do, Bonnie.
How do you know, Michael?
Look at this. Like, this effect looks really real. I'm trying to figure this out.
Not bad.
Look at this guy.
Wow, the budget was $2.5 million?
Oh, geez. Oh, that's why. Oh, look. It's getting the...
That seems like a lot for a movie in the 90s.
I mean, they got a lot out of their money.
The box office is $205,000.
I wonder if they ever made their money back.
Frankenhooker's initial release was delayed because of difficulty obtaining an R rating from the MPAA, which we all know is a scam.
Yeah, I know, it's fucking dumb.
The director recalls
Did you ever see that documentary about the MPAA? Yeah, it's crazy.
The director recalls that one representative of the ratings body actually said in a phone call to the production company's secretary, "Congratulations, you're the first film rated S." And she said, "S for sex?" And they said, "No, S for shit."
Oh, wow.
Haters.
Rude. I mean, we've seen worse.
Yes, we have.
From earlier than this, like 80s bad. You know, if they just didn't have this guy talking to himself so much, and just like if they just like didn't play him as like so much of a neurotic. Oh, God. So he zapped her back to life, and now all of a sudden she's back to herself.
Bill Murray was quoted as saying, "If you see one movie this year, it should be Frankenhooker." And hell, you know, if Bill Murray said,
yeah, dude. It's because, like all of us, just loving flat butts and loving titties. So she gets her head knocked off. He zaps her back to life, just plugging her in to a car battery. And now she's back, and she just realized that she was munched up by a lawnmower here.
This movie was released on June 1, 1990. Written by Robert Bob Martin.
I love he literally just goes, "I brought you back to life," and then all of a sudden she's like, "Wow, this is great. It's an amazing miracle."
Wow, the director, I already say this? The director He's still alive. He's 73.
Uh-oh, he's going to get zapped if he kisses her.
Don't bang her. Guess what? The joke's on you. You can never have sex with her because...
She literally just noticed just now.
That her body parts?
Yeah, she literally was like, this is great. You got to tell the world. Wait a second. I love how she immediately... She's like, these aren't my hands. These aren't my breasts. She didn't... How do you know those aren't your boobs? You gotta pop that top off and look at those nips.
Typical man.
This guy literally... He's got a weird look. I don't understand...
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Zorro is here.
This guy has to be, like, related to Andrew McCarthy. What?
He just chopped his head off.
And, like...
That was surprisingly very easy.
I told you, this is not this guy's voice.
No, that's what I'm saying. His voice has changed several times.
Yeah, because it's not his voice. Now all of these body parts are going to come out of here and kill Zorro.
He's not even talking.
No, it's clearly they hired this guy for his look, and he...
Not for his voice.
And he probably has a terrible accent, or he just like was really bad on set, or he's like the brother of some, of course, it's just like floating tits.
Here come
tits.
The boobs. Here come
the
boobs.
Oh my
boobs.
God, I swear to God, if tits come flying out of this goo, I'm going to love it.
Oh, they're coming out, Michael.
I'm coming out.
There they go.
Tits up.
Tits up.
Oh, God.
Tits.
Oh, so now his face is going to come back to life because...
There goes a foot.
And oh, hands. Gross. Oh, my God.
They're joining together.
Oh, my God. Everything merged together. It is literally upside down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's literally no head, a chin on a belly with... Oh, my God.
This is great. Slimy kiss. Slimy kiss.
Oh my God, fucking feet on shoulders, tits, and fucking what?
That looks like a tongue. Ew.
Oh God.
Whoa, that's a real hand. Slimy body just, parts, Michael. Michael?
Oh, like they literally look like fucking, it's like,
they're taking them into the
goo. It's borderline like something you'd see in The Thing, you know, where it's like these, like this creature that can't like form something. Holy oh my shit. God, so much fucking purple goo. Oh God.
And they're taking the super crack.
Oh, fucking gross.
Michael.
Oh, no, she's... No. No, what is she? She's going to put it on his body. She's going to put it on her body. Oh, no, or she's going to put it on... Oh, she's going to put it on Zorro's body.
Boy.
It's going to be on Zorro's body. Or... It's going to be on a mixture of other fucking
he's gonna have
tits.
He's going to have tits.
The fact that he just walked in and just like swiped his head off in one fell swoop.
Yeah. Minimal effort.
Yep. Tits.
He's got tits and purple nipples. You know what?
His tits are better than hers.
And he's got long purple nails.
Oh my God.
He's a woman, baby.
It's obvious that his head is poking through this backboard.
Yeah, it is. Are they going to be two lesbian seagulls in love? Guess what? He can honk his own hooters. How about that?
Yeah, if you're together with the woman that you love and...
His are bigger than hers.
I know, so I'm saying. His are better than hers.
Charles Jeffrey is displeased. Stop it.
Dude. Oh, my God.
I honestly wasn't ready for it to be done.
It really picked up there towards the end.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Loved it.
I'm telling you, like, all
loved
that,
it.
If somebody just did a super cut where they just cut down all the just talking to himself in the garage.
Yeah, we could just shave some time off.
Could just be like a really good, like, short feature or long short, you know, where if it's like a 45 to 60 minute movie and you just get right to the point and just
get just to like, the boobs,
just shrink everything down. And then, you know, and then but replay the replay the super super
Michael was in boob heaven.
Super crack fucking hooker explosion scene. Minimize the goo.
I can't believe the budget for that film.
That's I could be honest, it's actually pretty good for $2.5 million back then.
Yeah.
I mean,
we have seen some horrible effects.
Right. This well, I mean, just bad movies that were like roughly the same budget. These guys really knew how to like milk that budget.
Yeah.
Called in all the favors. I don't know. I guess.
I say three.
I say three because wowzers. Lots of boobas. Lots of boobas.
Holy purple nips.
And again, like I said,
literally
like, it's
every
just,
kind of boob you could think of was in this movie.
I mean, missile,
they did not
tits.
Discriminate.
But
we got long ones.
I will say
we got wide ones.
Only flat butts.
We got tube.
Only flat butts.
But all flat butts.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, just there's just too much of the guy talking to himself for no reason, and then clearly the big star is Woody Allen's ex because she had one scene with him, but they made a big to do about her credit.
Woody Allen's ex.
Oh my God, you said it at the beginning. When you're like, this woman was married to guess who?
Oh,
you
his
already
mom.
Forgot. You already fucking forgot. Jesus Christ!
I was
Christ.
Thinking Woody Harrelson when he said Woody Allen.
Oh God. Anyways, it's you know, it's worth the watch. You can fast forward through the talking to himself, but all the other stuff is kind of funny.
It's very funny
and goofy.
And goofy.
So.
And the outfits were killer, and the effects.
I mean, it's definitely like. Date this like it feels like 1990 in this movie. This movie felt like 1990.
This definitely is like what you want to put on in the background when you're having a Halloween party or something.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Is
you
yeah,
go to like a dive bar on around
yeah,
Halloween
and they have
and
like
the
shitty movies playing in the back. Yeah. Yeah. Because again, like the, I mean, again, they just need to get to the Franken hooker bit like a lot faster.
I mean, it really wasn't
no. I mean, little,
so bad.
I mean, it was like literally 2/3 of the movie was getting to that point. I mean, I feel like the hooker explosions happened at like 2/3 in. That's too much. It's too much.
I wasn't keeping track.
But anyways, yeah. I mean,
not
super great. Not terrible.
It has to be a cult classic.
Yeah. I mean, it's got 6.2. That's I feel like it's pretty high for some of the things that we watch.
Now it's making me want to watch Poor Things even more.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Poor Things is like a movie, like an art film. You're going to see tons of full frontal on Emma.
So you already saw it?
No, I just heard about it.
Because I was the one that told you that his butt was in it, and that's why I want to see it.
Well, you're going to also see a ton of Emma Stone. Full frontal.
I'll just fast forward to
doggy style.
Ruffalo.
All right. Till next week then, folks.
Buffalo.
Gross.
Bunzalo.
Nope. work on it for next week.
All right. That's it.
Goodbye.
See you next week.
Bye. Bye. You already woke him up once.
He doesn't care.
All right, next week.